This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. More than $1 billion worth of the Pentagon's military hardware will be given away this year to America's friends. Free F-16s, tanks, ships, guns, ammo. It's the Pentagon's garage sale. New York Times business reporter Leslie Wayne wrote about this for The Times. And Leslie, this, of course, has an official sounding title, the Excess Defense Articles Program. And I understand its purpose is to clear out used weapons and jets and all that kind of stuff. So is it really like a garage sale?
Well, it is like a garage sale. The Pentagon does have a lot of equipment. It doesn't need this equipment anymore. It costs money to destroy the equipment. So, yes, it makes this equipment available to a lot of countries around the world at either free or at a reduced cost. So, yes, it is like a garage sale.
And which countries are eligible?
Any country that is able to get foreign military aid from the United States is able to get these weapons. We have a whole list of countries that are allowed on a list of foreign military sales. And if you're on this list, you can get the material.
I noticed on the list was the Dominican Republic. Now, why would they need heavy military equipment?
Well, in the case of the Dominican Republic, what they were looking for were light arms. They needed a lot of, like, rifles and guns. I guess the stated reason was that they were going to need it for just internal protection and internal patrols. But the concern from a lot of people was that the border between Haiti and the Dominican Republic is notoriously porous. And about the time that all these guns were coming into the Dominican Republic was the time there's a lot of instability in Haiti. And there's a lot of concern that these guns would kind of migrate over into Haiti as well. So that was the Dominican Republic situation that did raise some concerns.
Well, speaking of concerns, are there people who are concerned about this, about letting nations, let's say nations like Pakistan, have access to all these weapons? Is it really such a good idea, foreign policy-wise?
Yes, there are a lot of concerns because the United States, the State Department, feels that this is a good way of winning friends and influencing people and supporting some of the United States' foreign policy goals. But critics say that a better way to support foreign policy goals would be to give aid, but non-military aid. Their concern is that this adds to the global buildup in weapons, as well as that it can get military equipment into the hands of people who are now friends but may not be so friendly in the future, and can also lead to regional instability.
And what about for the countries themselves? Is it a good idea for them to be buying this old, used equipment?
Well, the equipment, when they get it, it comes in a where-is, as-is basis. So they get the equipment free or for very, very little money. But it does cost them money to transport it over, and it does cost them money to refurbish it. So they have to make a calculation, though, even though this equipment comes at a very low price, it does cost them money to maintain it and to keep it and to refurbish it. So that's a calculation they have to make.
So they can't give it back?
They can't give it back. They can't sell it to anybody else either.
Does some of this equipment end up on the black market?
The State Department has a pretty strict regulations on who gets the equipment, that if you transport some equipment to country A cannot transport it to country B. There's some examples and some concerns, the Haiti situation, for instance. But it is pretty well regulated, and they do try hard not to get it to keep it within the sphere of the country that they gave it to. The bigger concern is that the country that you give it to, who's your friend today, may not be your friend in the future.
Leslie Wayne is a reporter for The New York Times. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.